You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Le Coin Palestinien. The time now is 11:51. Today, the Aida refugee camp accommodates about 4,000 people, around 650 families who took refuge in it in 1948 and later in 1967 as a result of the two Arab-Israeli wars. This camp, like the other 21 camps in the West Bank and the 8 camps in the Gaza Strip, was established with tents only as a means of temporary shelter. Since the problem of the refugees was not resolved, the camp was transformed into a permanent settlement. People, mostly poor and not able to buy a piece of land outside the camp, started reconstruction inside and built very basic houses. In effect, they became refugees on their own land, in their own country. Since space is very limited in the camp and there is no possibility of horizontal expansion, their construction expanded vertically. As a result, the camp lacks space for children to play. Around 40% of the camp's population are children under the age of 18. The Al Rawad Center was created in order to develop a cultural and theater training program in the camp. The organizers' intentions were to equip it with all the equipment and instruments needed to allow it to function independently, so that it would not continuously depend on donations. The center's aim to encourage self-expression through peaceful means, drama and art, in a secure and healthy environment which will permit it to help children overcome and manage the recent stresses imposed on them by the occupation. The long-term objective is to establish a complete and permanent cultural and theater training center in the camp, equipped with light video and sound systems, a movable stage in order to perform plays, a library to encourage reading, a computer training center, and internet to connect the children with other children of the age all over the world, as well as art workshops, painting, drawing, and mosaic. During the 4 invasions of Bethlehem area, Al Rawad Center was transformed into an emergency center. It became an emergency clinic for first aid since ambulances couldn't easily enter the camp. It also became a center for storage and distribution of food for families in need, and especially milk for children. To make a donation to the center, you can visit their website at the alrawadvirtualactivism.org. Thank you.
You are listening to Le Coin Palestinien, the Palestinian radio program from Montreal on CKUT 90.3 FM. Poetess Danielle Oanes just published her poetry book entitled Chronique de Ramallah in French. She's an active member in the pro-Palestinian community in Montreal, and I'm happy to have her with us in the studio. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Youssef.
And you are also organizing a soiree for the cultural center just to connect with what Ramzi was talking about, Aida, refugee camp.
I'm having a poetry evening this coming Friday, the 25th, at 7:30 p.m., Chapelle Historique du Bon Pasteur, 100 Sherbrooke East. The tickets are $10 and any donation is welcome. This evening, the whole proceeds of the evening will go to the Al Rawad Center to help them pay for the studies of university students in Aida camp. And the Palestinian Medical Aid is paying for the expenses of the evening, so every cent donated will go to Al Rawad. Al Rawad Center is also, I'm also giving half of the royalties of my book to Al Rawad Center, and the illustration on the cover of my book is a fresco painted by the children.
Good, good. Well, Danielle, would like you to, you are a French lady who became an active member 2 years ago. Tell us what happened, what made you decide to get involved and write poetry about the Palestinian and Ramallah in particular. And we understand this is your latest activities, but there are other activities.
Yes, that's tell us, right. That's
tell
right.
us about that, the whole thing.
On the 27th of October 2000, I went by accident to a concert. It was Samir Joubran playing the oud, and the music was so beautiful that at the end of the concert I went to congratulate him, and he told me that he lives in Ramallah. So I was very shocked because I thought this person could be dead tomorrow morning. So that shaked me, and I contacted the MAP, Palestinian Medical Aid, to see what we could do for the Palestinian people. And I started with a sponsorship, a child sponsorship, together with friends. And then I started writing poetry. And by writing those poems, I thought, well, this might be useful to shake people's indifference. And this is how I finally wrote about 100 poems, which are published in Paris. And the book will be here middle of November at the book fair. And the main aim of this book is to try to sensibilize people in another way than the medias, to try to make them feel what the Palestinian people could feel in their daily life, and also to try to open a window on the Palestinian culture. Like, there is a lot of websites at the end of the book, so that people who want to discover Palestinian culture could do so. And I hope that this will be useful. We've been doing, together with friends, quite a few actions in favor of Palestine. And, for example, we demonstrate every Friday in front of the Israeli consulate from noon to 1 p.m. And we are having a container of donations which reach Beirut, and they are clearing customs at the moment. This container is for the Border Shamali camp, the Palestinian refugee camp in Tir, South Lebanon.
And you're also organizing this soiree again. We'd like to emphasize
this
coming Friday.
Yes, this soiree during this coming Friday is going to be, I will be reading for half an hour my poems from the Chronicle of Ramallah. And then I will have a person coming back from the civil mission who will give a statement, like Robert did earlier in this program, to tell us about their experience there. And then I will have together with me five young people.